Stack in 5-6 cables, just stack it.
Roger.
This is Sonarchy Radio, broadcasting from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This is Doug Hare, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to some live music.
Hello, my name is Robert Millis, and what you're about to hear is an interaction, for lack of a better term, with an audio installation at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington, called Fragments of the Story. And my good friend Jesse Paul Miller and I are going to open some drawers and trigger some sounds. So here we go.
Yeah. Speak their language. Then she wagged a finger at the jukebox. That dolphin isn't saying what you think it is.
Thank you. Thank you. power. Thank you.
You're listening to Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle's U District. Jack Straw operates on a nonprofit basis and has been helping artists record and distribute their work since 1962. If you'd like more information on how to take advantage of our sound studios and educational programs, then please visit our website at jackstraw.org. That's one word, Jack Straw. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy, then email me, doug@jackstraw.org. Let's go back into the studio now.
You've been listening to Jesse Paul Miller and myself, Robert Millis, interacting with this audio installation called Fragments of the Story, which is about how we file away memories, how we remember events, interact with those memories, and kind of as if you walked into someone else's storehouse of memories.
The way they showed movies now. I moved to the theater and the forest and windmill stuff. The wind would run the film through the projector to power the lantern light. Hopefully it would show right. Sometimes the motion sped at a gust, fast, and sometimes it slowed down frames. People accepted that as part of the film. Like anything, the vision was conditioned by the wind of unseen objects and particular forces. She was there at the Gourmet Cafe. She was under the waist. She poured another green tea for the writer and turned the sound of Dallas at the door. She's expecting me. Even among those cooking pots, cups, kitchen utensils, counter curved around the chairs, and the jukebox crackling Cornelius Barnard jazz, she caught daylight a different way. Anyone could see she was from a different world. Caught in a net or not, she had become the full little rose. I sat down in the usual place, table by the blue curtain. I found you some flowers. And I brought you another thing, too. I took something from the bag and I wanted to show you. It was a record I found yesterday afternoon at the yard sale, a box full of handkerchiefs and plastic plates. Only a patch of light blue label remained. In the sky. This is for your jukebox. What is it? She poured closer to see. A little wave wrapped around it. It's just a record I found. I said, give me a little turn in my hand. Still smiling, she took the Bible, already it was burning there. Any chance I had, well, every morning the cafe was open. Whenever I looked into her green blue eyes, I was washed out to sea. She spun for me, invited us over past the jukebox that was perched on the ledge. She lifted the dome lid and set the record down.
twisted up. Shadow of the ball view. Ended up moving loaded. Shadow of the last house.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to Jesse Paul Miller and myself, Robert Millis, interacting with a sound installation at Jack Straw Productions called Fragments of the Story, about filing away memories and how the insides of our brains work.
You've been listening to another original studio performance on Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, USA. Sonarchy is produced and mixed by Doug Hare, and there's more about what I'm up to at DougHare.com. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy or want more information about Jack Straw's nonprofit sound studios, then please visit jackstraw.org. Our email contact is doug@jackstraw.org. This show is available in several streaming formats at kexp.org and is archived as podcasts in iTunes. Find it in iTunes by searching for Sonarchy Podcasts. Many thanks to our friends over at KEXP for bringing an international audience to the sonic arts of the Pacific Northwest. Sonarchy is a Jack Straw production. So thanks again for listening, and so long now.